This is the Big K Morning Show, a record travel week anticipated, and we're going to go right to Jim Garrity with AAA, an old colleague of ours who's been working with AAA now. How many years, Jim?
Oh, about 7 years or so, I think, something along those lines.
Man, that's unbelievable, and you've been doing a great job for them, and I know this is a busy week. There's a convergence of a lot of things, not only travel by car, certainly by air, with the TSA's alert at the beginning of last week about getting to Pittsburgh International early between 5 and 8 a.m., in particular, 2.5 to 3 hours they're recommending. And we checked lines early, and they were pretty long in the early part of the 5 o'clock hour. They've smoothed out a little bit, but a lot going on. So let's talk first about gasoline prices. Where do we stand now?
Well, with gasoline prices, so we've been hovering around the $3.50, here and there across the country. Looking at Pennsylvania, Larry, I'm sure you're aware, PA always sits a little bit higher than our national average. Today, we're looking at $3.63, but that's pretty much where we've been. Give or take, that's pretty much where we've been for most of this year. And when you look back, say last year, it's one penny cheaper. So we've been looking at prices that have gone up and down, but have all come, they've all been revolving around the same level. And from our perspective at AAA, it does seem like even though they're still relatively expensive, it's something that people know how to bake into their budget at this point. And it's funny, Larry, even when gas prices were at their record highs, which was in 2022, it was not a deterrent for people to go take road trips. There were actually more people taking road trips and saying that they would do other things with their day-to-day lives because they wanted to prioritize leisure travel, and we're definitely not seeing that slowing down.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. I think after post-pandemic and people are like, I'm just going to do it. I'm traveling. RV travel is up. Air travel is up. Automobile travel is up. And if you ask any of the resorts, they're seeing big increases. So kind of get that. Mm-hmm. Now, this week, we noticed a lot of people started last Friday, actually Thursday night. But as we work through the week, which is anticipated to be the busiest travel day? Would that be like Wednesday and then Sunday for people coming back?
Yeah. One of your worst stays is going to be Wednesday. Wednesday, I would say even starting as early as tomorrow. From AAA's perspective, look, we're expecting a record amount of people who are going to be traveling, just short of 71 million across the country, and it is a road trip holiday. The majority of those people will be driving. And you're going to have people who are still going back and forth to work. They're going to be mixing with people who are getting a head start on that holiday around Tuesday, Wednesday. And then everyone's going to be coming home at the same time to get ready for work on Monday. So with that in mind, yeah, you should avoid those times. But like we've been saying, record amount of people on the roads. Give yourself extra time no matter when you're going, because you very well could run into traffic. And I think in talking about the airport and seeing some of these stories coming out of there, you know, the typical rule for domestic travel or the rule of thumb is, like, you want to be at the airport around 2 hours before your flight. It's not a bad idea to follow that recommendation and bump that up to 2.5 or maybe even 3 hours.
Yeah, I know that we talked to Bob Kerlick from the Allegheny County Airport Authority about that, and they have the alternate checkpoint upstairs. If you go in and you're familiar with where TSA and the security is, if you go just to the right an escalator, there's an alternate checkpoint. Even that was really long this morning. So we've seen some increases in those lines. Recommend checking out TSA PreCheck, which you can do too, especially if you're a frequent traveler. And then the good news, I guess, is when they open the new airport, Jim, as you know, they're going to have more security lines, so that should bode well for the future.
By the way, that say PreCheck. I know that there's a time period of approval, so I'm not sure if that would go into effect if you were to go get it at this point. I mean, you would get a number that you'd be able to apply to your ticket today, but for a lot of those people, they already have those plane tickets booked, and there'd be a process behind that. So if TSA PreCheck is on your mind, do it today. Make sure that you're getting you're not doing that at the last minute. Going in for that approval process, if you want to have your best shot at that applying to your 4th of July travel. Also, I will say from personal experience, I signed up for TSA PreCheck last year. One of the best travel decisions I have ever made, bar none.
Yeah, I agree. I I don't have it, and I should. So that, I'm going to put that on my list. Things to do, I'm going to write that down. TSA pre-check, but it's not something you can get immediately. So this is for future travel.
And also, if you're a AAA member, make sure you're keeping an eye on the AAA magazine that we send out in our area, The Motorist. Sometimes at our local branches, we actually have week-long events where we bring TSA in, and you can come to our branch and go through that process with them and through us.
The other thing before you go, Jim, that I love you guys do is this series of Pennsylvania license plates that are peeling periodically, mm-hmm. go through that process. That's a real pain, but when you guys set it up, it makes it easy.
Yeah, and that's something else, like, because we have hundreds of people who come to those events, which means that there's really a demand for that in our area alone. What we do is we bring law enforcement to our AAA branches for these events where if your license plate is determined by them to be illegible, peeling, bubbling, cracked, whatever, you are eligible in the state of Pennsylvania for a free replacement, which will be mailed to you. So you have to have law enforcement sign off on that. You can go do that on your own, but we at AAA, what we do is we bring that conveniently to one location. They'll take a look at it. They'll sign the form. You drop it in the mail. And then you know, you'll have a license. If you need it, you'll have your license plate mailed to you. That is such a popular event. Another thing that, yeah, keep your eye on that newspaper, because what we're advertising those all the time.
There's only one thing better for me, Jim, and that's when they have the shredding events. Very excited about those in places around the city. Meanwhile, get your information at AAA. It's a tremendous value if you're not a member. I think you should be. Jim, have a great holiday week, and appreciate the time.
Yeah, you too, Larry.
Jim Garrity with AAA.